Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the third Sunday in Advent. It's the season when we prepare for the coming of Christmas. Some people call it Gaudete Sunday, which in Latin means to rejoice. The Sunday that we rejoice in the fact that Jesus is coming. So far in this series of sermons, I've talked about several things. The first Sunday, we talked about worshiping fully. We talked about lighting a candle in our homes to remind us that, in fact, Jesus is there with us, to remind us of his presence. And we talked about writing down some things that have happened to you in your life that helps you to remember that God is, in fact, present and part of your life. And we talked last Sunday about spending less and giving more of ourselves. Today we talk about giving more. Not about giving more money, but giving more of yourself to those people around us. Giving of your hands, giving of your heart, giving of your words, giving of your time. The story of Christmas is a story of God's love for all his people. From the beginning, God created us to have a relationship with him. But because of the sin that occurred in the Garden of Eden, that relationship was broken. When Adam and Eve chose to strike out on their own, the relationship lost itself in that sin. God could have said, "Too bad, so sad, you guys messed up, you're on your own from here on out." But he didn't. Instead, he implemented his plan for his salvation of this world. And it is a plan that is so amazing that we cannot deny that it is God's love for us. But then for hundreds of years, people waited for that coming of the Messiah that was promised through the prophets. They waited and wondered and considered what the world might be like when the Savior, when their King finally came and stood among them. It is Advent again, and that means we are waiting for the coming of, or the arrival of, Jesus at Christmas. Advent also is a time of the year when we seem like we are the most busy in our lives. How do we find the time to share of ourselves to the homebound, to homeless, to those people who live around us? It's easy for us to think, well, somebody else will do it. Surely somebody will stop by that homebound person and visit them. I'll just send them a card this year and maybe I can get a chance to see them in January. Besides, I could call, but I never know what to say to them. And sometimes they just say the same things that they said the last time I was there. And that's a little hard to deal with. And so as we continue to prepare for God's coming at Christmas, we need to consider how we are going to reach out to those people and whether that reaching out is indeed worthy of the person who comes for us and to us at Christmas. God's gift to us at Christmas is the presence of his Son. We heard in the gospel lesson, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." God put his Son here on earth as a gift to the world, as a gift to us, as a gift to you and to me. So consider this question, if you will. How important was God's presence here on earth? Well, the first answer is pretty simple. His presence was really important to those people who were blind and received sight when Jesus healed them. His presence was pretty important to the lame people that he made walk. His presence was pretty important to the lepers who were healed and then were no longer ostracized, but were able to go home to their families. So how important is his presence on earth for us today? If he hadn't come way back when, 2,000 years ago, he could not have taught his disciples his message. They would not have created the church by going out and spreading his word. And this church wouldn't exist today. He would not have trained his disciples and given them the words that they should write in the New Testament. And so we wouldn't have God's word today with us. We wouldn't know of his love and his grace and his mercy and his forgiveness. If he hadn't come to earth way back when, 2,000 years ago, he wouldn't die on a cross and atone for our sins. So his coming was indeed very important for us. And the question then is, how do we respond to that presence? During World War II, there was a church in Germany that was almost completely destroyed by the bombing. The only thing that was left was a statue of Jesus up near the pulpit. And the only thing that was harmed on that statue was the hands had been broken off. The person who had created that statue offered to recreate the hands on that statue as the church was rebuilt. And as the congregation thought about what they should do, they came to the conclusion that Christ has no hands to do his work here on earth. And so they were the hands that would feed the hungry and give water to the thirsty and entertain the stranger and visit those imprisoned and clothe the naked. And so they decided to leave that statue as it was, without hands. Just as Jesus' presence is important to us, our presence with other people is equally important to them. When we visit people, when we care for people, our presence in their lives helps them to cope with stress and forget the negative aspects of their lives. People who are lonely suffer far more from heart problems, from stress and depression, than those people who have people in their lives all the time. Human presence improves the outlook of any person that you go to visit. Human presence builds the immune system, and strong social networks aids in the recovery from many diseases, including cancer. One of the most rewarding aspects of being a shepherd to this congregation has been visiting those people who are homebound. It doesn't take any preparation. All I have to do is show up and listen. Those people are always happy to see me come. They invite me in, they turn off the TV set, and they ask how I'm doing. The conversation covers a multitude of things. And yes, there are people who repeat the same things they told me last time. But when I open that communion kit, when I pour that wine, and when I take out that wafer, they become quiet and pensive. And after I dismiss them, they almost invariably say, "Thank you." You see, it was not anything that I did. I was just the one who drove there and knocked on the door. It was Jesus who walked in with me. It was his presence that gave them the joy, and it was his presence that talked to them and listened to them tell their story. and it was his body and blood that absolved them of their sin. I was merely the messenger. Yet what joy that brought to me. And the same thing will happen when you visit those folks as well. When you share your handshake, when you share your heart, when you share your time, when you share your words, you are sharing Jesus' love with them. The reading from 1 John reinforces that presence of our lives in others today. We can share not only our worldly goods with others, but we can share ourselves with them as well. We can share our hands to do simple things for them, like taking out their trash. Our presence is Jesus' presence, even if it's only for a few minutes. Our hearts, simply by caring, are enough if you just stop for them and visit them for a few minutes. Earlier this fall, I came to a congregational council meeting. And sitting out here on the back step was a young lady with her head in her hands and her backpack beside her. And as I walked by, I said something, I don't remember what. She didn't acknowledge me at all. And I came into the church, I went downstairs and went about my business about getting ready for this council meeting. But her vision of her sitting there haunted me, and so I finally went back upstairs and I went out to her and said, "Are you all right?" Her story was that she had somehow, her bank account had been closed, and I don't know the details. And they said, "I can't help with that. What else do you need that I might be able to help with?" She said, "I'm hungry." And I always carry a gift card with me. And I was able to give her a gift card to one of the local fast food restaurants. And I said, as I handed her, "This I can do for you." I sensed that she wanted to jump up and hug me, but that she didn't feel like it was okay to do that. Just that few minutes in her life, I hope, made a difference. I don't know, and I probably never will. God's gift of His Son to us was a sacrifice beyond what we can really imagine. And certainly not something that we can repay. But we can be present for Him in the lives of other people as we go to visit them. I wasn't very sure how I should respond recently when I visited someone. They spoke of taking their membership back from the congregation that they attended. "Why would you want to do that?" I asked. "Well," came the reply, "only one person visits me every month. The rest of the time, I sit here alone." It may be a real pain for you to take the time to go visit the homeless, to go visit those people who are homebound, but your presence is Jesus' gift to them. Christ calls us today to do everything on this world that He cannot do. So, my friends, as we get ready for Christ's coming at Christmas, let us remember that the things we do for, the things He did for the people on earth in His ministry while He was here. He gave of His time. He gave of His presence. He gave of healing. And ultimately, He gave His life for us that we might be saved. There was a statue back in the narthex a year or so ago. And one day when Jerry got here, the two hands were lying on the table. I wonder if that might not have been a reminder for us that we are God's hands while we are here on earth. And so I suggest to you that you do something for people who are not necessarily part of your group or family. That you go to them and, if nothing else, hold their hand. Listen to them. Ask them about their dreams. Ask them about their favorite Christmas. Maybe you can listen to their favorite music with them. Maybe you just read their favorite Bible text to them. How long you spend is not really as important as the quality of the time that you spend with them. Because you see, when you give of yourself, the only currency that is required is kindness. Amen.